Hi, and welcome to Average Joe's Football Podcast. I'm Mike, and I'm here with my co-host, Tim.
How's it going, everybody?
Welcome to week 15 recap, and hopefully a big week pick'ems 16 for good old me.
Yeah, you need some help.
I'm terrible. I honestly got to be better probably throwing darts at, like, a board and seeing what team I pick and then just going with that.
You should just have Henry pick for you. It might be
honestly
better.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe I was asking my customers at the bank just random ones, hey, who do you think is gonna win this game? Excellent. Yeah, it'd be like that random, like, you know, in the Olympics, it's like they want to put like a regular person in to like show how talented mm-hmm. these people are,
right?
That'd be like my regular person, like, hey, you regular person who doesn't watch football, like, pick a team, any team, we'll see, we'll do like no, wait, like Jim and Dwight when they make the fake salesman in the office. Uh-huh. We'll just do that with like fake picks and see if we lose.
See, my brain went to How I Met Your Mother where they get the like group of students and the Germans. And
who likes David Hasselhoff? Hey, interesting. It is true. Interesting. I like that too. We should do that. Just a random, we'll just flip a coin and pick the teams and we'll see who that. We should definitely do that next year for sure. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of teams are eliminated from the playoffs this week, including our Bengals, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You know, I was watching I don't know which announcer it was, but they were blaming Bo Nix for Micah Parsons tearing his ACL.
What? Well,
hear me out, because that's why I was like, huh? And he was like, he said the reason he hurt himself was because they could not stop Bo Nix. And Micah Parsons was the only person who could even try to keep up with Bo Nix. And he was mm-hmm. going lateral, like just trying to keep up with him. And he said it was pushing, he believes it was pushing Micah Parsons too far and basically ended up getting hurt. So I was like, oh, you're not blaming Bo Nix. You're saying like it was his movement and talent that caused the problem.
Right.
Yeah. Weird way to start a conversation.
It is weird. And I mean, we'll talk about it later, but you know, Mahomes going down with an ACL, Parsons going down with an ACL. Like, we've had a bunch of torn ACLs this year, a lot of torn Achilles. Like, it's just a weird problem that the NFL has, I think, yep. Where it's like you have these, I think they're considered soft tissue injuries because it's not bone, right? Yeah. So I don't know if it's the lack of a preseason warm-up or the lack of, you know, OTAs and like actually doing practices with pads and stuff. I don't know, but it sucks.
I mean, I gotta assume you gotta play the turf. I mean, because I know like MetLife Stadium is like known for their injuries. I mean, that's just what happens. And I know the turf is not easy on the body either. So I don't know. I'm not a grass turf person. I know what I've read, and apparently turf's very hard on, even though it's cheaper to maintain. But I don't know. But yeah, it was a lot this week. That was bad. I mean, Devontae went out too. Like you could see Devontae. Mm-hmm. He was running the route. You could see he pulled up like immediately. And, you know, I'm like, well, he's out. And then that was it. Done. We should definitely go through the standings. Well, the crazy thing here is as far as the teams that are eliminated, like the Bengals are eliminated, the Chiefs are eliminated from the AFC. Mm-hmm. Those are two playoff teams. You know, especially the Chiefs, no one thought in their wild mind they'd be eliminated. Washington's eliminated, Atlanta's eliminated, and Minnesota. Those are probably three teams that we thought would be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So you have all these teams eliminated, and then you look at the quarterbacks. Like let's talk about the quarterbacks real quick that are actually going to be in the playoffs. As of right now, Drake May, Bo Nix, both second-year quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence, what in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Coming off his best game of the year. Old man Aaron Rodgers right now. Herbert, Josh Allen, that's fine, whatever. But then go to the NFC, you have Chicago's number two. But, I mean, you have all these new quarterbacks. I mean, potentially, assuming Carolina takes Tampa, which I think at this rate, which is weird to say out loud, they will. I mean, you got Bryce Young, Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams. Then you have Bo Nix, Drake May, and Trevor Lawrence. I mean, that even Rodgers and Pittsburgh, I didn't think they would actually end up being good. Like, it's just a random assortment of quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely feels weird having the Chiefs be eliminated and not, like, obviously it's the Chiefs, but it's also Patrick Mahomes. And there's this, like, level of quarterback play that we've seen in the playoffs that, you know, we're probably not going to see. Like, the games are going to look different, I think, and feel a little different, obviously. That doesn't mean they're going to be bad. It's just going to be different. And yeah, it's just going to be interesting.
Yeah, interesting is the right word. And this is everything I see is this is Josh Allen's opportunity. Like, if
Yes.
he's going to do it, he does not have to go through Kansas City or Patrick Mahomes. Like, this is it.
Yep.
But you're going to have to go
Or
through Joe
Joe
Mixon
Burrow. Yeah.
or Joe Burrow. Like, you've got to go through either Denver or New England. And that was the other meme I saw. It was like all the Chiefs fans yesterday dusting off their old Patriots jerseys, getting ready for the playoffs run. Like, that sounds about right. It wouldn't surprise me much at all the way these dang Chiefs fans are.
That's hilarious.
But I also find myself rooting for the Colts now because I want Phillip Rivers to make the playoffs.
That, I mean, well, again, we'll talk about it. He almost won that game.
I know they had it. I mean, they had
Yeah.
it. If he would have had 30 or 40 seconds, I think he would have drove him down and scored.
Yep.
All right. All right, let's dive into this bad boy. So Thursday Night Football. So we obviously have Atlanta, Tampa. Atlanta barely pulls this thing off, 29-28. It was actually a really good football game. Atlanta just came flying back. I mean, they scored, what, 17 points in the fourth quarter, including a last-second field goal. I mean, they barely won. Cousins had an amazing game. Mike Evans, I know he's going for that. He's obviously not going to hit that 1,000 yards, I don't think, but I think Kyle Pitts is the big thing here because I mean, like he's been, I don't want to say horrific. He had a 1,000-yard season as a rookie, and that was it. But he looked unstoppable.
Yeah, I mean, easily the best game of his career. He had three touchdowns in the game where he had had one all season. And like his rookie year, he only got one, or did he have zero his rookie year?
Might have
Like,
been zero.
I mean, yeah, I mean, just the it felt like a showcase for them to be like, okay, who wants Kyle Pitts? Like, we're going to trade him, but here's how good he can be. We haven't shown it at all in the last 3 years. But on the Atlanta side, it was all Kyle Pitts. Like, what has happened to Tampa Bay? Like, they've just fallen apart.
And they're fully like their team's back and they just can't seem to do. I mean, Baker put up 28 points.
Yeah.
Like, you got to think that's enough to win versus a mediocre Atlanta football team, but the defense couldn't do anything.
But yeah, they've lost two in a row now to New Orleans and Atlanta. Like they were in control of this division and have lost to two teams that are going to be picking in the top 10 in next year's draft.
It's embarrassing, and they're still not. I mean, they're not out of it. They still have to play. I
No.
mean, they can win out and beat Carolina, and there's no problem. They win. It's just they don't. I mean, I just can't believe in the first five games we're chanting MVP to Baker, and then I mean, he's still having not a bad year considering he's still hurt and everything. Let's take a peek real quick. I mean, I think he's still having it. I mean, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It's not awful, and he'll probably end up with like 25, 26, and probably even 27, 28. I mean, he'll those are good numbers.
Yeah.
But you're going to need more than that to win the NFC because it's freaking loaded. So,
Right.
yeah,
Right.
you're not going to, you can't play a mediocre versus those defenses and those offenses. You're good luck. So, all right, let's rip the Band-Aid off here. So Baltimore, Cincinnati, obviously, probably, I mean, well, let's hold on. Baltimore shuts out Cincinnati 24-0. Probably Burrow's worst game. Ja'Marr Chase had an awesome day. I think for the most part, the defense actually played pretty well. But when you have that many turnovers and you can't score any points, I mean, your defense just can only keep it up for so long. Yeah, I don't know what's been wrong with Burrow. That's four interceptions in his last two games. It's bad.
Yeah, I mean, they were talking before the game. It's the coldest game at, Paycor slash Paul Brown Stadium. And fans were still showing up. Like, they knew Cincinnati, like, needs to show up and win this game. Like, if they lose, they're out of it. And I don't think the Bengals came out of the locker room. Like, it was terrible. And like just the cherry on top of it was that pick six that Baltimore had in the fourth quarter where Kyle Van Noy picked it off and then literally handed it off to one of their safeties and he sprinted the rest of the way for a touchdown. And it was pathetic. I mean, it was so bad.
It was, and I don't know what is wrong. I mean, I know what's wrong, and if Zach Taylor's not gone, I don't know It feels like Mike Brown does this with coaches. This is my time. He just held on to Marvin Lewis, even though Marvin, I think Marvin had multiple years for making the playoffs, and he had a good – he just couldn't get over the hump, where Zach, it's like he got lucky one time, and then that's it. Yeah. But it was just bad, man. I don't know. And the thing is, we were in it. We were in it the whole time. I mean, going into halftime, it was 17-0. That's still not awful. Like, it's really not. And we were getting close. But Burrow had a bad pit interception in the red zone. It was just hard to watch. We got a lot of issues to figure out in the offseason. So now they're saying Burrow, there's all kinds of crazy things out there about Burrow asking, like, passively asking for a trade. I'm like, I don't think that's a situation. I think Burrow has everything he wants as far as, like, he got everything he wanted this year. He got all both of his receivers. He got his defensive end. I just think Zach Taylor needs to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where winning heals all the wounds, right? Like, there's nothing wrong when you're winning.
Yep.
And the Bengals have had a very bad year compared to what expectations were. And I think Burrow is just feeling that. Like, he had that press conference last week where he was talking about, like, you know, I'm not really having fun right now. And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on. And it felt like Andrew Luck, like, right before he retired, which I don't think Burrow is going to do that. But Cincinnati needs to figure something out. Because if your franchise quarterback is upset, like, that does not bode well for your organization at all.
No, even Mike Brown, all this dumbness, Burrow's going to make you money. You better do something. Like, you better do something different, because what you're doing right now is not going to work. That's what I was going to say. So I guess the NFL has policies about cleaning off seats when there's inclement weather, and the Bengals did not follow policy. They didn't send anyone out to clean the seats off, so the fans were having to knock the snow off and stuff for the seats. So they probably end up getting fined. But I'm like, that's the most Cincinnati thing to do.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
We're not paying overtime to our workers. No, we're not doing that. We're not cleaning those damn seats off, and boom, now you're going to get a fine anyway.
They probably did the math, and they're like, the fine is cheaper than paying the people.
I was going to say, I was like, that's what I was like. I was like, there's some math. Like, pay a fine. Who gives a crap? Like,
right.
Like, it's only for our first infraction ever due to snow.
Dude, that's awful.
Did you see it was so cold in the Cleveland-Chicago game? Did you see the video of the guy opening the Coke?
No.
So as soon as the Coke hits the air, you could see the bottle start frosting as soon as he pulls the lid off. And as he waits like 10 seconds, he starts pouring it in the glass, and it's freezing in the glass.
That's crazy.
It was wild. Like, I was like, I didn't realize it was that cold.
Yeah. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. If you look at, like, Bears game Coke freezing, it'll come up. All right. So next game we got Niners Titans. We were talking about this a little earlier, but I thought the Titans were going to pull this off. They got weirdly close. This is probably Cam Ward's best game versus one of the better defenses. Actually, I'd say top 5-6 defense in the league. Pollard looked good. Ward looked better. Jeffrey Simmons caught a touchdown pass. I think everyone just forgot he was there because, like, Cam started scrambling, and everyone's like, where's he going to go? He's, like, the largest player on the field. He was just in the back of the end zone standing there. So that was kind of fun. But, you know, the Titans are – I'm feeling a little bit better about Cam Ward. His number the last 5 weeks have actually gotten a lot better, and he's only thrown one interception. It's getting better.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the main thing. Like, he's not turning the ball over as much as he was the beginning of the season. I mean, they weren't, in my opinion, ever really in this game. Like, it was 31-10 going into the fourth quarter. So I think San Francisco probably let up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't know what you do with Tennessee. Like, Tony Pollard is having good games, but, like, he's not your long-term solution.
No.
You haven't had a receiver really take control. So I hope that Cam Ward turns out well, but there are a lot of other holes on this team they need to fix.
Yeah. You got a halfway decent rookie that needs a coach, needs a new offensive system. You need two weapons on the outside. You have a decent tight end, and you need to load up more players on defense. Our defense actually isn't half bad, but you got to surround Jeffrey Simmons with some more talent. So it's got to be a good draft and good free agency, and we got money to spend. So we've got to load up. We need to trade for, like, DJ Moore or something, because he ended up in Chicago.
You know, like, on the San Francisco side, the crazy thing to me with this, they, I feel like, are the quietest 10-win team ever. Like, they are literally, they could still get the one seed. Like they are 10-4. The Rams are 11-3. They can catch them. And it's just they have felt so just bizarre as a team, like with the injuries and Mac Jones starting for a 4 or 5 game stretch. Like, and they're right in it. They're
Well,
weird.
the reason you think it's quiet is because like seven teams have 10 wins. That's the thing. Is like, oh, they got 10 wins. Yeah, so the other six. It means nothing right now. I mean, like you said, you could lose a game, you're out of the play, or you drop down to the seventh seed, you win a game, you have the playoffs come through you. It's the NFC is wild right now, whereas the AFC is down to like basically two teams going for that first seed. So. All right, Bills Patriots. This was awesome. This was an awesome game to watch. So the Bills end up winning 35-31. They keep their divisional chances up, obviously high now that they beat them. Allen just did had a, I think Allen had a good game. Let me rephrase it. Allen had a very good second half. The first half was horrific. James Cook took off. He did awesome. But I mean, the defense just shut down. They started shutting down New England, and Drake May, the best play he had all day was the block he had on Trevion Henderson's amazing oppo like run, which was he was out in front. I've never seen a quarterback run that far before.
50 yards out,
Yeah, not without the ball in their hand. I've never seen a quarterback move like that.
I mean, this was literally a tale of two halves. I mean, New England was up 21-0, 24-7 going into halftime. Like completely in control of this game. And yeah, like you said, Buffalo just showed up. Like Josh Allen had a great second half. He threw a few touchdowns. James Cook was incredible. I don't know what happened with Drake May. Like Buffalo's defense, like the secondary is fine, but like Drake May has been lighting up people. And he was bad. I mean, 150 yards and a pick. Yeah. I mean, I think New England will be fine. Like they're still going to make the playoffs and do everything, all that, but there are some just cracks in that armor for Drake May, I think.
This isn't the time to not be getting hot. This is the time, like, to take that next step. Like, you're trying to, at this point, like you said, you're gonna make it, right? Like, so at this point, you're trying to figure out, you're trying to plug those holes, figure out your weak spots, because right now the other team's looking at seeing where they can exploit them. So when you know you're gonna make it, it's like, all right, we're still gonna win. We want to win the division, obviously. You want a home game, but we got to figure out how to. And Mike Vrabel will. I trust Mike Vrabel. I mean,
For sure.
the thing with the Patriots and the Broncos, like that kills me. This is why coaches are so important. Is like Mike Vrabel's cast out of Tennessee because he can't win. Goes into New England with a second-year quarterback. We're fighting for the number one seed in the AFC. Bo Nix, the Broncos trade for Sean Payton because he was retired. His contract was in New Orleans. He deals with Russell Wilson. He goes, "F you, Russell Wilson. I'll pay you $50 million to go play against me. I don't give a crap." It looks like a crazy dumpster fire. And within 2 years and a quarterback, you are now the number one seed in the AFC. What? And that's just good coaching.
Yeah, I feel like it's coaching is super underestimated in the NFL. Like, not just the head coaches too. I mean, you look at Detroit and they lost their offensive and defensive coordinators and they've struggled this year in varying ways. And then, Ben Johnson went to Chicago and he's made them a 10-win team that is
Oh, yeah.
fighting for the division.
Another great example right there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is wild. Oh, here we go. I couldn't believe this game. So Jaguars, Jets. So Jaguars win this 48-20. Trevor Lawrence has the best game of his entire career. Five passing touchdowns and one. He was also the leading rusher with a touchdown. So he had six total touchdowns for 381 all-purpose yards. Yeah, this was I just this, every time the score flashed at like the bottom of the screen, it just kept going up. And I'm like, what the hell is happening in Duval? Good job.
I mean, two things. Like the Jets are really bad. Like they're starting this third string quarterback that, I mean, he threw three picks, so that's obviously not great. The funny thing to me is Travis Etienne had three receiving touchdowns in this game. He's a
And
running back.
three catches.
Three catches. Guess how many touchdowns Brian Thomas Jr. has on the season? He had
Three.
one in this game.
Three.
He has two.
That's wild.
Travis Etienne has more receiving touchdowns than Brian Thomas Jr.
In one game.
in one game. But, I mean, as far as Jacksonville is concerned, I mean, you want your team to beat up on bad teams, right? Like, the Jets are a bad team. They're not really, in my opinion, fielding an NFL team right now. I mean, they're just down so many guys. And so Jacksonville was supposed to do this. I feel like we've gotten this a lot with these teams that are at the top of the conference this year because it's teams we're not used to hearing with Denver and New England and Jacksonville and then, Chicago on the NFC side. Jacksonville is playing Denver this weekend. So it's like one of those measuring stick games where we'll get to see, like, is Jacksonville a legitimate team? Because Houston is lurking.
Yeah, they came out of nowhere. Like all of a sudden they're just like Stroud comes back and like, let's just win five in a row. Okay, great. Yeah, but that was, yeah, you're right. It was a horrific game for the, I don't know what the Jets do. I don't,
They
that's a
want that
trap.
one pick.
Yeah, well, they're not getting it. Well, they might get it. But all right. So next, I got the Chargers Chiefs. Obviously, Chargers win this 16-13. I'm sure everyone already heard Mahomes tore his ACL. It's not only done for the year, but there's a potential he's going to miss OTAs, training camp. I mean, usually this is like a 9, 8, 9 month, basically having a baby recovery time, and you are right at that window where even if you're back, it's like do you rush it or do you go out and get, a quarterback Flacco for 2 or 3 weeks and make sure everything's okay. But yeah, I mean, Mahomes, he wasn't doing well when he was in there. I mean, honestly, this was a kind of a crappy offensive game. The Chargers played a little bit better, and if Mahomes is in there in the end, this might be a different outcome because he tends to be, that's when he typically succeeds and does well is when he's backed into a corner. But no, the Chargers pull it off and officially eliminate the Chiefs. We don't have to deal with any Brittany Mahomes, Taylor Swift crap. A lot of memes going around. I sent you one, I think. No, I sent you the Chris Collinsworth one. Like, that's it. Was that the Harry Potter one I sent you? Where it's like when Cedric Diggory, like his dad finds Cedric Diggory, like, that's my boy. Was funny.
I mean, it sucks. Like, it's bittersweet, I think. Like, I'm excited that the Chiefs are eliminated from the playoffs. It sucks that Mahomes tore his ACL. Like, Naomi and I caught the end of that game because it switched over after the Bengals game. And, like, it was the final drive. And he was taking them down the field to tie it or win it, potentially. And he goes down with that ACL, and it just sucks. Like, you don't want to see guys get hurt. Especially not, guys like that that are kind of faces of the sport. And like you were saying, I think it's a 9 month minimum that he takes to heal. And like, because it's, the leg that he steps with to throw. So like, it's going to get a lot of pressure on it. You don't want to rush that. So then now you're talking about Kansas City being without him the first month, the first 6 weeks of the season, something like that. And now you're also talking about, well, does Travis Kelce want to stay if Mahomes isn't going to be back at the start of the year? Like, Chris Jones is getting older. Like, their roster is getting older, and you're losing a year of prime, not a year, but you're losing a decent chunk of time of prime Mahomes.
And Mahomes likes to run. This is a problem for scrambling quarterbacks. Like, it's almost like a badge of honor too. Like, I feel like every great, I think like Tom Brady, Carson Palmer, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow. I know there's more. Like, all these people have torn their ACLs at some point, and it's like it sucks. But like, most quarterbacks don't go through their whole career without losing at least a season on something. I mean, it just doesn't happen. Andrew Luck's the only one, and ironically retired anyway because he was hurt. But yeah, it does suck. It sucks for football because obviously don't like the Chiefs, but I don't want anyone to get hurt ever. Rather see him crying and pouting and losing than, injured on the sideline. So, but I mean, it was a big win for the Chargers because you lose that game, all of a sudden you got people breathing down your neck, and so they're fighting for their wild card lives. But it ain't over yet. They can still charger the whole thing up. It's coming. I think it's coming, but that's just me. All right. So next game, I got Texans, Cardinals. Texans win this easy, 40-20. Stroud had an amazing. He's Stroud's catching fire right now. Like he's in there doing it with like some random makeshift backfield. I think the big story we're talking about this. Brissett had a really good game, but also Trey McBride. So he is over. He's third in the NFL in touchdowns. He's first in catches. He's sixth in yards. They showed a comparison with if they had Brissett in the whole year, that he would have already broken every tight end record. Every record as far as like catches, yards, everything. And it's not even over. He could still do some of this. But he would have already done it. So Lord knows what the numbers would be. That's projected with Brissett at quarterback. And it's funny, like, you know, Brissett's an old school. He's not a scrambler. Like he likes to throw the ball. And it's funny when you put someone like that in there, you see, you know, the difference here. But it's Trey McBride is a beast, especially for 26-year-old.
Yeah, he's a monster. I mean, we see it all the time. Like, guys just click with different quarterbacks. And, you know, that's why I think, you know, those receivers in New England over the years, like Danny Amendola had a good career in New England when he wasn't that great for Miami before that. There was that, who was it? Chris Hogan was like a big deal for them for a little bit. Like, guys just, like Eric Decker in Denver when Peyton Manning was there. He was like a very good receiver and then left and wasn't good at all. Like, obviously a good quarterback makes a big difference, but it also could just easily be Trey McBride doesn't really like Kyler Murray and he gets along better with Brissett.
Be the second person that catches footballs that doesn't like Kyler Murray. So I'm sure Marvin Harrison's gonna be happy if and when he's gone. Because so, he did he even did Harrison even play in this game? Has he been? I think he's been hurt, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been out, I think.
Yeah, he didn't play. Interesting. Well, maybe next year, bud. But Texans, dude, their defense is like this is. I'm so happy in fantasy. I have Philly and the Texans as my
Oh,
defenses.
nice.
So like, I'm starting. I think the Texans this week versus Vegas. Hopefully that'll work out very well for me. All right, so I got Bears Browns. Boy, I missed this pick, didn't I? I really thought it was gonna be more competitive. So the Bears win this 31-3. But the man, the Shador's like tore it up the last 2 weeks, and then he comes against the Bears and throws three interceptions. Like, come on. I mean, the Bears won this thing, and Myles Garrett got a sack and a half. Where are we at? Did he break it yet?
He's at 21.5, so he needs 1.5 more to break it.
Is Strahan 22.5?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, he's close. But yeah, the Browns look very brownie. Sanders took a huge step back, I feel like. Caleb Williams is starting to look good. And Cleveland, believe it or not, actually does have a good defense. So like he something is it's a I will never this will never not amaze me is when the run game goes, the quarterback just does better. Because there's the defense cannot just attack, attack, attack. Like they have to respect Swift, who was averaging a very good amount of, like, I mean, decent amount of yards, like almost 5 yards a carry. Like that's ridiculous. And I don't know, like the Bears are looking a little, I don't want to use the word scary. I'm not there yet, but also like they're looking much better.
Yeah. I mean, going into the playoffs, you want to have a good run game and a good defense. And they have two running backs. I mean, it wasn't too long, like a week or two ago, where they both of their running backs went over 100 yards. So, like, they have a solid run game. They have a solid, not super exciting defense, but a solid defense. And Caleb Williams isn't turning the ball over. And that's really it. And that's like a good recipe come January to win games. And especially if they get a home game where somebody has to come to Chicago in January when it's going to be freezing and windy.
Sounds
Like,
awful.
yeah, Chicago is in a good spot. Yeah, Cleveland, on the other hand, like Shador at one point was 7 for 21. Like, he finished 18 for 35, which he finished over 50% completion, but at one point he was completing one of every three passes. Like,
That's horrific.
it's so bad. And yeah, I don't know if you just chalk it up to the cold and it's just a bad day against a good team, but Yeah, I don't know what you do in Cleveland. Like, no quarterback has looked impressive.
No. And again, Jerry Jeudy's your number one receiver is not bad. I don't know. You got Judkins at running back. I mean, if Gabriel or Sanders can just work out and be a 6 out of 10 at quarterback, I mean, you got to put
Yeah.
some weapons around them. That's like the problem
Yeah.
with Tennessee is like you have no weapon. You don't have a true number one, and you don't have that. I don't think Jerry Jeudy's number one receiver.
No.
He's a decent two, and it's like that's why Denver let him go, because you weren't going to pay him that money, and that's your problem is you're dealing with these handoff or castaways, and you don't have receivers for your rookie quarterbacks. It's a problem. Go get T. Higgins, go do something, but you got to do something. You got to draft well, otherwise there's going to be no quarterback development whatsoever. All right, Commanders Giants. This surprised both of us. Did not see this one coming. So the Commanders win 29-21. Mariota played halfway decent. Jackson, they almost, I would say the Giants almost came back. They just couldn't pull it off. But I mean, really, like I said, there was a punt return for a touchdown, which was pretty awesome. Mariota really didn't turn the ball over. Like, I think that was the big thing, is the Giants had an interception. They just didn't throw the ball as well, and I think Washington just took advantage of that. But yeah, the Giants, they came flying back though. I thought they were going to come back and tie it up. They just couldn't. They ran out of time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for the Giants is Jackson Dart finished the game. Like, as long as he's not getting hurt, I think they're fine. Like, they don't really, their season's over. Like, it doesn't matter what happens. The Washington side, like, they've all, I think I saw, I thought they announced that Jaden Daniels is sitting out the rest of the year, which I think is good.
Yeah.
Like, he's just been so banged up, and you're 4-10. Like, you're not doing anything. So just let Mariota finish the season. They're going to have these weird games. I mean, they were good a couple weeks ago against Denver. Then they were terrible last week. And then they come out and beat New York fairly convincingly. I mean, New York had a shot at the end, but it wasn't close for a while. Like, I don't know. These two teams are weird in a weird spot.
Yeah. No, I agree with you completely. Yeah, but it's smart to, I mean, Daniels, he's beat up. Like, you don't want to hurt him anymore. Give him time to rest. You need him. So you obviously move some people around next year. Hopefully you'll load up. I mean, they're still a good football team. All right. So we got Eagles Raiders. So 31-0. Eagles just completely destroyed them. Hurts only missed three passes. He had also had three passing touchdowns. Dallas didn't Goddard all. Oh, that counted as a receiving. I thought Goddard had a rushing touchdown. It was like a little like 1 yard forward handoff. But I mean, Goddard looked amazing. Barkley actually looked like himself for the first time in a while, I feel like. Like, this is the Philadelphia team that nobody wants to play.
Exactly.
Right
And
here.
like we were talking about Jacksonville, like you should beat up on the bad teams.
Yeah.
And Vegas is a bad team this year. I mean, Kenny Pickett started this game. They were without Geno, and Philly just dominated. And luckily for them, I think, like, you got to pull the starters in the fourth quarter. So they didn't really have to worry about that, and they could rest up.
All right, next game we have Seattle and Colts. So this was a really good game. I don't think anyone expected, including myself, this to be an actually good game. Rivers almost came in after coaching high school football for 4 years and won against one of the best defenses in the NFL. Darnold looked great. I mean, they won this. I mean, Seattle won this with a last-second field goal. We were talking before we started recording, like, there was only 18 seconds left on the clock. I think when Philip Rivers actually got the ball, there's 11 seconds. If he would have had the way he was playing, I feel like if he would have had like 40 seconds and a timeout, he probably wins this game.
Yeah. I mean, he looked like he had control of the offense, I will say. And like, I've heard a lot of talk about it where the high school team he was coaching, he basically built the same Colts scheme for his high school team. And so he would have film sessions reviewing Colts film, and he would talk to the head coach, and like he knows the Colts offense. And so pulling him out of retirement of 4 years essentially it wasn't like it made sense because he could run the offense and get the right play. And that's what it looked like. I mean, the offense wasn't incredible because you have a new quarterback that is figuring out timing with receivers and everything, but it was passable and they almost won. And like he had that drive at the end of the game. So Seattle went up with 2.5 minutes left. Rivers led them down in the field goal range. They drilled a field goal, so they were leading. It's just Sam Darnold had a better last drive. So,
Wow, what a weird sentence.
yeah.
I'm not used to this. Like, if he goes in and wins his first game in the playoffs, I'm like, all right, Sam Darnold, you and I are cool. We're cool. Because I want to see it. Because last year he completely fell apart. But yeah, it was fun. Again, we were talking earlier. I'm kind of rooting for the Colts. I want to see Phillip Rivers in the playoffs because that just sounds amazing.
Which you have never said you're rooting for the Colts.
No, I hate the Colts, but I love Phillip Rivers. He's a grandpa, by the way. So, fun fact: Sean McVay, who clinched his seventh playoff berth as a head coach yesterday, was born in 1986. Phillip Rivers, who started against the Seahawks yesterday, was born in 1981. That's crazy, dude. He's like approaching Tom Brady's age, and he's still got it. It's amazing. All right, so tell us about your Broncos and why you guys are just amazing.
Well, we are amazing. We're the number one seed. So Denver, this was a great game. I mean, Denver and Green Bay, Denver won 34-26. This was a like kind of a tale of two halves again. Like Green Bay was in control. Like they felt it felt like they could not be stopped because they scored on every drive in the first half. They came out in the second half and got a touchdown immediately to go up. I think it was 23-14. Like Denver's defense just couldn't stop them. They were holding them to field goals, but they couldn't really stop them. And then probably the biggest play of the game, Green Bay gets the ball back up 9. Jordan Love launches a pass and to Christian Watson, and PS2 makes this incredible diving pick. And I mean, he landed on Christian Watson. Christian Watson exited the game, but that like changed the momentum of the game. And so Denver got the ball back. They were driving down. Unfortunately, Micah Parsons got hurt on that drive. He was chasing after Bo Nix and his knee popped and, he tore his ACL. Which again, sucks. I mean, just like what we talked about with Mahomes, like Parsons is one of the stars of the league. He's been incredible this year. He's really turned that Green Bay defense into something special, and to see him go out was sad, honestly. But really from that point on, I mean, Denver was in control. Like Bo Nix was incredible. He had 4 touchdowns, tied his career high. RJ Harvey had a big game. Cortland Sutton had some awesome catches down the sideline. Like Denver, it was more so like 3 quarters where they were a complete team versus the half a quarter or 1 quarter that they've been doing most of the season. So very exciting game, potential Super Bowl matchup, maybe not now with Parsons getting hurt, but super fun.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to that. Bo Nix is awesome. Like, he's fun to watch. I'm so glad I bought his card and spent money on it because I feel like I'm rooting like the Broncos and Lions. Like, I am rooting for those teams because I got cards invested in that crap. So, no, he's fun to watch, man. I just feel like he was kind of such an odd person, like situation in college. Where, like, he played for 5 years and he was older than everybody, but he had more games and people were like, Denver didn't have to even trade up to get him. He fell right in their lap. And now look at him. He's probably going to have 30 touchdowns on the year, almost 4,000 yards. That's freaking quarterback right there. Like, you give
He
me
was
something.
the
Go ahead.
sixth quarterback off the board.
Yeah, that's wild to me.
Oh
Wild.
yeah. And then the other fun fact, Green Bay was the 2 seed going into the game. They're now the 7 seed. Like,
In the NFC, man, you're one. Like, you can't lose. If you lose, like,
yeah.
you are going to fall.
NFC is crazy.
I know. Speaking of which. So next game I have Saints and the Panthers. So the Panthers lose to the Saints 20-17. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't feel like the Saints played some amazing amount of football. Bryce Young did okay. There was no running game. I mean, I think Saints just wanted it more. I mean, you're playing your rival when you have the potential to knock them out of the playoffs. Like, you're going to try to put your foot in their throat. And they win this game last second. They kick a field goal with 2 seconds left to win it. I mean, and New Orleans came back, but it's you can see a difference when Olave is back and healthy. I feel like you have such a good receiver. They need another weapon, obviously, but the Saints, that's 2 big wins this year, one against Tampa and one against the Panthers.
I mean, I feel like we talk about this with the NFC South every year. Like, it's such a weird freaking division. Like, New Orleans has won 2 in a row against Tampa and Carolina, and Tampa just lost to Atlanta. Like, all these teams are so close together. Like, Tampa Bay and Atlanta are eliminated, or not Tampa Bay. New Orleans and Atlanta are eliminated, but they're still super close, kind of record-wise, to Carolina and Tampa Bay. It's just
Well, that's why
weird.
I was going to look at that. I was like, wait, are they eliminated? Because I'm like, the
Yeah.
only 3 games back, I'm like, what could happen? Like, that would be wild. Yeah, you're right. They're eliminated. But in my head, it was going to be awesome. Go back to that page. Where am I going? Sorry, my ESPN is freezing yet again. Very frustrating. That's where I got all my fun stuff, all in ESPN. I'm in the next game. Here we go. All right. Rams, Lions. This is also really good. I didn't know who to root for. I was rooting for Nakua, and then I was obviously rooting for, I think I picked the Lions. So I was pulling for Detroit.
We both picked the Rams.
We did? Look at us. Gosh, we're smart. So the Rams win 41-34. This was a good football game, and the Lions had a chance. Sam Brown was amazing. Nakua. That catch Nakua had like on the sideline
Dude.
he's a beast. Stafford, this is a playoff. These are playoff matchups. That's it. And this is a weird game where like the Lions couldn't run the ball, so they had to put it on Goff's shoulders, and he produced. This is why you pay him. But these two teams are again. You're seeing peak offenses going at each other. Like these two offenses when they are going 100% are very difficult to beat.
Yeah, I mean, I think this very easily could have gone Detroit's way. I mean, the Rams got a touchdown late that put them up 2 scores and kind of put the game out of reach. But I mean, Detroit, it's not like they played poorly. It's just their defense couldn't stop the Rams. And that's, kind of been the case with anybody who's gone up against the Rams this year. We touched on Davante Adams' injury earlier, which
Yep.
sucks. I mean, he pulled his hammy. But the Rams clinched a playoff berth. So theoretically, like, they could still fight for the one seed if they want. I don't know how important LA's home field advantage is, but theoretically, they could just tell Davante Adams, like, hey, you're good until the playoffs. Like, don't rush it back. And, they're already in, so who really cares? I don't know.
I hate the way I have to say it out loud. It's not as bad as the one I had last week, but like I just imagine LA just surrounding their SoFi with like homeless people and then trying to harass people on the way into the stadium, like the players, to get in their heads. Now you have your LA home field advantage. I know, I know.
That's not as bad as what you were going to say last week, so.
No, but like it's the like this is my curse. I did it just popped in my head and I started laughing. That's why I covered my face because I just started laughing. I'm like, it's the stupidest thing anyone's ever thought. But I'm gonna say it out loud because it's stupid and funny. Like,
That would be a home field advantage.
yeah, it would be. I'd be like, I'm not going in there. Like, no, but you're right. I mean, you go to Detroit, you don't have home field advantage because it's a dome. LA, it's nice weather. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I will say this, it's not cold. Let's put it that way. So it's better than going into Lambeau or, Kansas City or something like that, which obviously it wouldn't, but you get what I'm saying. All right, so next I got the Vikings Cowboys. This was a surprise. This is a big surprise. Vikings win this 34-26. This is easily, it's probably McCarthy's best game so far. I don't know if you saw the scramble where he was running left. He threw across his body. It looked, with the way he was running, I don't know. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know he was left-handed. And then he spun real fast, and I was like, oh shit. I was like, it was so quick, and it was a perfect throw, like on the sideline in the end zone. I'm like, damn, man, like where has that been? Like, holy crap! Their offense looked good, but I think the bigger story, I feel like the Vikings defense, like they held, they didn't, Dak didn't have a passing touchdown. That's wild to me. I feel like their defense really helped probably one of the most potent offenses in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I think going into it, Dallas was like a top three offense. And yeah, for JJ McCarthy to outscore Dak Prescott, I didn't have that on my bingo card at all.
No.
Brandon Aubrey missed a couple field goals. That's also unusual. I think they said it was his third or fourth game of his career where he had two missed field goals in the same game.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, just something that we've seen the last couple weeks, like teams that need to win, they know they need to win to keep their playoff hopes alive, and the other team just shuts them down. I mean, Minnesota had every right to not really care about this game because they're already eliminated. Dallas is trying to make a wild card, and Minnesota was like, nope, we're going to play for pride and we're going to beat you up, and that's what they did.
Yep, exactly. That was they wanted it, and that officially eliminated the Cowboys. I mean, they went out there, beat them. They punched them right in the mouth in Dallas and won that game, which it was awesome. All right, last but not least, Monday Night Football. So Steelers, Dolphins. I don't really think this is much of a game, but the numbers are say as close than it was. Rodgers looked great. Gainwell looks good. He pretty much outperformed Warren. Like, he ran circles around him. I think the biggest thing for me was DK Metcalf's touchdown, where he caught it like on the 13, shoved one cornerback away, and just split the other two and stiffed on the last guy. It was like he used the stiff arm for momentum to get in the end zone. There was no world where I thought he was getting a touchdown on that pass.
No.
And he was just like, nah, I'm just going to do it anyway. And it was honestly pure DK Metcalf.
Exactly. I mean, that was like Seattle DK Metcalf that we
Yes.
haven't seen all year with Pittsburgh. It was also like I felt like it was vintage Rodgers. I mean, he didn't have a ton of passing yards, but he was efficient. He had four incompletions. Like it was just he was dissecting the Miami defense, and Kenneth Gainwell has been really good for him as like an outlet guy, and obviously DK had a good game. And then on the Miami side, I mean, Miami got eliminated. This was one of those ones where they need to win to stay, to have a shot at the wild card, and they didn't show up.
Yeah, they didn't at all. They looked bad. Tua had an awful interception the first quarter. Like, it was like he threw it late. He threw it short. And I'm like, what? And it was like a – I don't even know what the hell he was seeing. It was like well, he threw it up in the air, but it didn't look like – it looked like he was aiming, but it looked like he just threw it in the air. I'm like, what the hell is that? He just – I don't know what to do with him. I mean, I do – I mean, I know what I would do with him. But, I mean, when you're paying him $45 million a year, I don't know. But – the Steelers are in the driver's seat right now for the North. They just got to win out, and they take the division, which I'd rather have the Ravens go, let Derrick Henry get a shot at a ring, but that's just me.
And the other annoying thing with Pittsburgh, they're one win away from having another winning season. So,
Freaking Mike Tomlin, man. He just I think he just cracked the top 10 for most wins all time by a coach. He
that's
just cracked
crazy.
it. No one's catching. The crazy thing is, like, I didn't save it. Belichick's number three.
I think I knew that because Andy Reid passed him, I thought.
Reed's close. I think Reed's 30 or 40 games off. Assuming Reed will probably stay there as long as Mahomes is there. As long as his health holds up. He's a big boy. But like Belichick's like third, and he's third by like 60 games. It's something ridiculous. I'm like, what, how is that? That was like every coach on there besides Tomlin and Belichick are like old, like older like generations, because we don't have the patience anymore to build like franchises. You just fire people. So, all right, Tim, tell me how bad it was.
I beat you by two,
Okay.
so it wasn't too bad. You got Buffalo, Philly. And then I got San Francisco, Denver, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. So.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I gave you, man. Okay. All right, fair enough. Dang. All right. So I'm down, what, 12 again?
You're down 12 with
With
3 weeks left, so no pressure.
All right. Well, this one's about to start getting crazy. All right, Tim, go ahead. Did you go first or I go first?
All right. So I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah, this Thursday night game is a big one. It's
Yeah.
Rams Seahawks. They are tied at 11-3. They're fighting for the one seed. And obviously San Francisco is one game behind them. So big divisional game. big NFC game for sure. So it's in Seattle. I'm going to go Rams. I think their offense has just been explosive. I don't really care that Devontae Adams is out. I mean, they still looked really good against Detroit. And Seattle, they weren't able to put up points against Indy, which Indy has a good defense, but I don't know. I think Sam Darnold needs to lock in, and sometimes he's just not able to, and maybe he throws a couple picks. I don't know. But I just trust in the Rams more right now.
I slightly trust the Rams more, but I'm going Seattle. It's in
Okay.
Seattle, and I have to be different. So, and
Yeah.
this is a coin flip game. Like if Seattle's playing at 85, 90%, this is going to be a field goal game probably to win this thing. So, but you're right. I'm very excited to watch this game. So I'll go Seattle. Eagles Commanders. As much as I want to see Mariota upset the Eagles, which would be awesome, I'm going to go Philadelphia. They were completely locked in on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they figured something out. So yeah, I'm going Philly as well.
Packers Bears.
This one is interesting. They just played a couple weeks ago and Green Bay won. Now it's in Chicago and Green Bay is without Micah Parsons, which sucks. And potentially Christian Watson as well. I don't know if he's back or not. Watching that team up close against Denver on Sunday, like they looked like a different team once those two guys left. So I'm actually going to go Chicago. I think Caleb Williams is playing well. They're running the ball super well, and I think they'll control time of possession and just kind of control that game.
Just for the record, Eagles, Commanders, Packers, Bears, these are all Saturday games. So
Yes.
I just realized that. So I'm going to go Packers because I was going to pick the opposite of you because, again, I think this is going to be a coin flip game. But I agree with everything you said. Down Watson, down Parsons. I don't feel fantastic, but it'll be a good football game. Titans, Chiefs. I'm actually tempted to pick the Titans here because, but I don't want them to win. That's the problem. I need to lose. So I'm actually going to go Chiefs because who is the backup?
Minshew.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mr. Mustache coming in. Yeah, he's going to tear him apart. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, like you said, tempted to pick Tennessee because of Mahomes' injury, but I mean, the Chiefs are just a better team. I guess there is a world where those guys come out super deflated and just don't play well, but I feel like with Andy Reid as your coach, you're going to come out and play for pride and try to win one for Mahomes essentially. So I'll go Kansas City as well.
Yeah, I actually specifically benched Jalen Warren and put Xavier Worthy into my flex spot because
Oh,
Minshew, he likes to throw the football.
yeah.
I'm hoping that it'll, and Warren's been bad, but that's neither here nor there. So Bengals Dolphins, I'm going Bengals. We should win the game. I don't know. Again, the situation where like I kind of don't want them to, but I think they will.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go Bengals as well. They can't be as bad as they were on Sunday. Like they were terrible. And I mean, Miami didn't look impressive at all against Pittsburgh. So, yeah.
I agree. All right. Jets, Saints. Ooh, good. Some good. I hope the Jets win this, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who's watching this game, but I'll go Saints. I mean, they've been playing well against their division, and the Jets are just a mess. So Saints at least have momentum, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going Saints too. It's at home. And yeah, I don't think the Jets, I don't, it, they're terrible. So that's it. All right. Bills, Browns. I mean, Bills, I don't, maybe I think of picking the Browns if they would have maybe beat Chicago this week, but no, Bills, Allen's going to go off.
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo is in like playoff mode now, and Josh Allen is on another level. So I think they win this one easily. The only thing that's exciting for the Browns is if Myles Garrett can get a couple sacks.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm actually excited to watch that. I just the fact that he could do it within the 17 games of the 18 games, that's the I'm the most excited about that. Let's see here. Cowboys, Chargers.
I mean, I want Dallas to win, but I think the Chargers defense is really good and they've been playing really well. Herbert has been fine since, essentially breaking his hand. So again, I want Dallas to win. I don't think they're going to. So I'm going to go Chargers.
I'm gonna go Dallas because I think their offense is really good, and I don't think it's gonna happen again where Dak Prescott does not throw touchdown passes. I will bash Dak sometimes because I feel like he just can't win the big ones, but he's already got 26 touchdown passes on the year, and he's 70 yards away from 4,000. So I'm gonna stick there. I'm gonna stick with Dallas. All right, Vikings Giants. This is tough because I feel like I don't know what Minnesota McCarthy is going to show up, but I am going to go Vikings because I think they are the better all-around team.
Yeah, same. I'm going Vikings. I mean, their defense is solid. And yeah, I mean, with the Giants and Jackson Dart, you just don't like they just lost so many guys. I don't know what team is going to show up. So yeah, I'm going Vikings as well.
Okay. Ooh. Buccaneers, Panthers.
I mean, it'll be a fun game, I think. NFC South divisional games have been so weird. I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I think I trust them more. I mean, they've been bad the last month or so, but like Baker has Mike Evans, he has Chris Godwin, he has Ibuka, Bucky Irving is back. Like all the pieces are there. You just gotta do it.
Yep. On paper, they should win every game. I'm torn. I do trust Baker over Bryce Young, but also he surprised me this year too. So I don't know, but I'm gonna go Tampa. I don't feel confident about that though. Broncos, Jags. It's in Denver. I mean, and I don't trust Jacksonville. What am I thinking? I'm gonna go Denver. I don't. Their defense is really good. It's funny, I didn't see that Patrick Surtain interception. I jumped on Facebook when you were talking for a second, and it was I guess I heard you talk. It was the first thing that came up. And I was like,
Dude,
how did he catch that? Like,
it
what?
was sick.
Yeah, so the Denver Broncos defense is good, and you're in Mile High Stadium, so I'm going to go Broncos.
I mean, I'm going Denver. I'm riding them all the way, obviously, but I think that Green Bay win was a huge confidence builder because that's like they were kind of getting shit on all year for not really playing up, like not playing as well as their record. And then they get this win against a team that could like was a Super Bowl contender. So I think they have more confidence. Jacksonville, I mean, they've kind of been up and down this year, and I don't really understand them. So, yeah, I'm going Denver as well.
Okay. Ooh, Falcons, Cardinals.
This is again, a game I don't really care about, but I also don't know like what these teams like who's going to show up. Like if it's Atlanta with Kyle Pitts going off, it could be Atlanta. If it's Trey McBride going off again for two touchdowns, like I don't know, but I'm going to go Falcons just because I think their team is better overall, but who really knows?
I'm going to let me look at something real quick because I think I'm going to go Cardinals here. I don't even see that's weird. I don't even see Harrison on the injured list. So he must be back. I'm going to go Cardinals because their offense is really good, and I think that was a fluke from Atlanta. Be wrong, but the foul or the Cardinals have been putting up good numbers, so I think all they need is another touchdown or two, and they'll win a game. All right, Texans Raiders. Texans.
I mean, Texans.
Guess who's getting the Raiders on the team flip?
I
All right, Lions Steelers.
am surprised the Lions are a 7-point favorite on this.
Yeah.
Like, it's in Detroit, which helps Jared Goff, obviously. Pittsburgh's playing well. Like Aaron Rodgers has looked good. I think that Rodgers to Gainwell connection has been really good the last few weeks. I am going to go to Detroit. I think they are just more explosive, and I don't think Pittsburgh's offense can keep up. Like
Yep.
Rodgers has been good. He's not putting up 35, 40 points a game. So I'll go to Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going to Detroit too. They're just the better team. I don't know if Pittsburgh will even put up a big fight on this because they I don't they, like you said they can't keep up. So Ravens, Patriots. Ooh. I'm going Ravens. I think Henry's going to have a day. And Drake May's been iffy. So I'm going to go Ravens on this. They're favored by 3 points.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'm going New England. I think they bounce back from that loss against Buffalo. I think Vrabel lights a fire under them. Because I think he wants the one seed. And they need to win out, and they need some help from Denver, obviously, as well. But, yeah, I'll go New England on it.
Yeah, that New England crowd is used to home playoff games, so they'll probably be the first one in a long time, so they're going to be fired up.
Yep.
All right, last but not least, I got the Colts and 49ers. Go ahead, tell me, enlighten me.
Yeah, this one, I mean, super fun for Phillip Rivers. Like, it'll be fun to watch him again, but I am going San Francisco. I mean, I think the way that Brock Purdy and that offense is playing right now, I mean, I think it's going to be tough for Phillip Rivers to just keep up and throw that much. So
yeah, you're gonna have to, that defense have to like shut, like completely shut down that Colts offense or the Niners defense. Oh my gosh, the Colts and the Niners offense for Phillip Rivers. I mean, Phillip Rivers, I don't think he's putting up over 21 points.
No,
you've got to shut down Christian McCaffrey. And for my sake, I hope that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to beat Logan in the fantasy football. Otherwise, I'm not gonna hear the end of it ever.
Yeah.
Like,
did you pick San Francisco or Indy?
Did I pick? Oh, no. So I got distracted. I picked San Francisco. I'm not picking.
Okay.
As much fun as it would be to see Phillip Rivers win that game, because, again, I will be pulling for him. I'm pulling for a shootout. When I have fantasy players involved, it's always a shootout. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
All right. Well, I already know, I told you. What?
I forgot about the swap.
Yeah, you're getting the Raiders, though.
I figured.
I'll give you the Raiders, I think, like, probably 9 times.
If I think not, you have. I mean, that's a good one to give me. So
yeah, it's true.
Okay, let's see. I'll give you Cleveland against Buffalo.
Crap. I don't know why. I was getting a wide hope. You might give me, like, the Titans versus the Chiefs or something like that.
No, I don't trust
that. There's not a lot of games.
Mm-mm.
That are just gimmies.
Right.
So, okay, fair enough. We disagreed on like 6 or 7.
Yeah, you got a decent chance to make up some ground.
Gotta hit them all, though.
So. Yeah, you do.
That's my sweet spot.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit all 7, whatever it is, and then we'll be in striking distance.
You would be closer.
It would be. It's not. It might happen. It's probably not going to. But
you gotta start calling ties again.
Dude, I know. Has there even been a tie this year? Maybe one.
Yeah, one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know.
It was the Packers and the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I need to call. Oh, yeah, you're right. I need to start calling overtime games.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. All right. Well, that is a week 15 recap. Obviously, we're in week 16 now. This is it. Like, we're about to watch a couple other teams get eliminated. And two of the top, you got the Panthers and the Bucks. You got the Rams and Seattle, both top in their divisions. And the one of them is about to get knocked down.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's exciting. I know that you're going to have a complete shift in some of these teams and a couple eliminations for sure.
I can't believe we're here.
I know. It's weird.
By quick.
College football playoffs are here. We're about to have regular NFL playoffs. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm excited. I'll be rooting for the Broncos, but
thanks, man.
Nothing football-wise to live for at this point except for watching my Titans hopefully lose and get that second pick. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Appreciate you. And we will see you next Wednesday.